Welcome to Your Typical Shonen Protagonist. He's Kai, I'm Kels, and welcome to Digimon Adventure. Another episode on Digimon.
Part 7.
My God.
We're never doing a series this long again.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Was almost this long.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Was five parts?
Five parts, but episode number pretty much similar.
Yeah.
But, so hype about Digimon though, right?
Yeah, I am hype about Digimon, especially because we get into like one of my favorite ultimates.
Literally the first episode here. Yes. So this is episode Flower Power. We're starting the show off with Mionismon is like, all right, I'm gonna make a fog around the entire city of Odaiba. And I'm gonna release all these evil Digimon. There's Bakemon, and then there's Phantomon going through people's homes, rounding up literally everybody in the city, taking them to like the civic center or something. And then, you know, because he's going to do something really evil with them.
Yeah, he's got a big plan, which we'll see when we get a little bit further. But he's trying to, and he's also trying to lure out the eighth child. He's like, yo, who's the eighth child Gatomon? I know you know who it is, because the last time we left off, he had just scooped Gatomon and was like, yo, time to go be like evil and ominous because I'm a vampire, you know, Twilight. So he's holding these people hostage and he's making Gatomon be like, is this them? Is this them? And Gatomon's like, no. And while all this is going on in the convention center, the Digidestins are like rallying, come together, talking to their parents. Like we see, like we get to see more of their relationships with their parents, and kind of basically their parents are kind of like almost the same as them or inverse as them. We see that Matt's dad is the best dad and should have obviously been a Digidestin himself, in my humble opinion.
He's not even surprised. He's just like, what the hell is this? All right, I guess there's Digimon now. Great.
He's like, you're Gabumon, right? And Matt's like, how did you know? And he's like, I know everything. Get in the van. Get in the van is probably my favorite phrase from this little episode trip that we've done. So,
but yeah, this is where we really get to see, you know, the families and more human interaction with the Digidestin outside of like the teacher. In the parents, we, you know, earlier we found out that Izzy's adopted, and this is an opportunity where they finally have that confrontation with the parents, is when Izzy's like, all right, I'm gonna figure this out. Genai's talking to me. He's giving me the secret plan. His parents bust in the room because there's ghosts coming for them. And Izzy's like, you gotta trust me. You gotta let me finish what I'm doing. And his mom's like, no, we're gonna leave right now.
Get in the van.
But then his dad is like, you know what? If we get murdered by ghosts, I think it's worth just trusting the kid one time. They trust the kid, and then, you know, it works out. And it's like, oh my God, we find out why, you know, they didn't want to tell him, or why he was adopted, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't want to like take away the wind beneath your wings, because you are literally a whole episode before.
Am I? Wait a minute. No, couldn't possibly.
Flower power. This is a resort. Yeah.
You got me hype about, Digi-Zestin. So pivoting, we've got Mimi and her family all captured, and Sora herself has been captured too.
Yes. And we see that Ty's mom is captured, and Ty and Kari were able to evade capture from Phantomon because Greymon's like, yo, we out, you know? And so we see a little bit of like Mimi's mom being exactly like Mimi and Sora's mom being exactly like Sora in the sense of they both have the same worries and fears. Mimi's mom is kind of a spoiled brat like Mimi is, but has an actual enduring heart. And Sora's mom is self-absorbed, conceited.
Hey, just your beef with Sora does not have to hold over to her mom.
She's literally her mom, like,
her mom just, was a, go ahead. Make your point.
She's literally like, so all this is going on, and she's like, oh, you're friends with my daughter. I thought you were a stuffed animal. And Bioman's like, yeah, be like that. Life's surprising. Which Bioman was being a straight jerk. I'll say that. And then she's like, does Zora hate me? And Bioman's like, this is not the time. And I'm like, listen, made me agree with Bioman.
Up until they came back from camp, which was the same day they left for camp.
Mm-hmm.
Sora was a right bitch to her mom because she couldn't go play soccer when she was injured. We saw that change happen when she got her crest. So that didn't change for her mom. Like, she didn't just tell her mom, I'm not mad anymore, when she got back from camp.
True.
And the fact that her mom was like, Bioman, we're going to find my kid. And out there is, you know, Taken 3 style action, you know, disguising themselves as Bakemon just to infiltrate the system and, like, save Sora. No, not like, you can have an opinion about Sora, but don't extend that to Sora's mom.
Fine. Her mom is okay. So, but, and then the main thing for me with this episode is that we get to see Lilymon, which the evolution of Palmon. And, or yes, the final evolution of Palmon, the evolution of Togemon. Yeah. So, the whole thing is that, like, Mimi's embarrassed to show off Palmon, who literally eats from, that's another thing. We got to see her, like, eating for the first time in the series, and she just sticks her vines in the ground and, like, gets nutrients that way. And she's like, I hate the dirt here. It tastes like plastic bottles and pollution. And I'm just like, oh, well, okay. Funny little retort. But Mimi's kind of ashamed of her because she doesn't look all pretty and festive and not pink like Mimi is. And then she goes around and gets her ultimate, which is Lilymon, who is like a pink valley girl with like vine braids. Like, I really love like her design because it's like the actual, I don't know. I just really like Lilymon's design. I'm not really sure why, but I do.
I was waiting for some revolution. But aesthetically, she's exactly what we feel like Mimi is looking for. But personality wise, it sticks it to Mimi in a cute, friendly way. Like, yes. Oh, am I good enough now that I'm here to save the day and doing it in style? Come on now, Mimi.
And she's like, your wardrobe actually classes, Mimi. Got my face.
Yeah, that not. You're wearing a cowboy hat and you're from Japan. Get out of my face.
Yes. So, Lilymon has her big thing where she subdues Dark Tyranitarin. And then Milesmon just shows up and straight, like, one-shots Lilymon and causes her to go into, like, a dark coma thing. And then Zora and Bergermon show up. And for some reason, Zora is riding Bergermon's leg instead of on her back, which I will never understand.
Got that arm strength, man.
Yeah. So, you know, and Bergermon escapes with Lilymon and Sora, leaving Mimi and Sora's mom and the other parents there while Sora goes to make an escape. And then we enter Izzy's family in the room, like you said. But the cool thing about this as well is while we see Izzy, like you said earlier, Izzy's parents actually trusting him and Tenowon being like, hey, I'm an actual Digimon. You see this bond of trust. And really, besides Ty's family, like, well, not even Ty's family, but Tenemon's like, hey, I'm a Digimon. It's the first interaction where the parents were like, oh, yeah, okay, this is what's going on. Okay.
I mean, cool. after Izzy's mom faints, but yeah. When she comes back around, yeah.
So we get to see that interaction. We get to see, like, the heartfelt talk about, you know, between Izzy and his parents, and they were adopted, and that Izzy, you know, Izzy's parents died in a car accident, and like the Izzy's adopted parents' son died from unknown causes. But it was really cool to see,
and like he's their like distant nephew or cousin or something.
Yeah, his distant cousin is the one that passed, unfortunately. So. But So we move on from that, and we see TK being like, hey, mom, one of us has to be the adult, and you're forcing it to be me. So my little 8-year-old self is going to be like, hey, we got to go save Dad and Matt because we love them. And the mom's like, you're right, 8-year-old son. We do love them. Let's go get on a boat. So they go to get on a boat because they are away from the fog that has encompassed all the other people. The only people outside of the fog are TK and Joe because they live in the same area.
Yeah, they don't live in Odaiba.
Yeah. So TK and Joe, TK and his mom set out where they see Joe out in the ferry and it's like, hey guys, what's up? And we're like, we're trying to get to Odaiba so we can get with the others. And Joe's like, yeah. And they see Metal Seadramon, or Mega Seadramon. I'm sorry, I got ahead of myself. So they see Mega Seadramon, who is on a bridge and kind of just destroying it. And TK goes with Joe to like escape onto a Kakumon's back because obviously the ferry is closed and they can't make it. So TK's mom has to stay there, who, you know, in the right light, is kind of okay. So while this is happening, Matt and Kari are together because Ty was like, hey, I need you to look after Kari. I'm going to go save my mom and the other people. And Matt's like, okay, I'll do it because my dad told me to stay here in this corner. And obviously I'm Matt. So yeah,
I follow the rules.
Yeah. So we see all the Digi-Justins kind of congregating again. We've got Joe with TK. We've got Kari with Matt, who Kari is the eighth child, if anyone has forgotten that, since this has been such a long going series. So Kari is with Matt, and then Zora meets up with Ty. So we've got kind of everybody's in twos here. And, well, Izzy's by himself, of course, which that math doesn't necessarily add up now that I think about it. But it's, oh, well, Mimi's separated too. Okay, so there we go. So,
we see back with Joe and TK, they're heading towards Mega Seadramon. And through a series of events, this is where we see Ikakumon's ultimate evolution.
Yes, we get to meet Zudamon, who is a Viking type Digimon, I would say. He's like a reminiscent of Thor.
He's a whole deal, man. That's one of those Digimon where I'm like, how does that make a lick of sense?
Because he's like a, I don't know, to me it makes sense, but I guess like, I don't know. I've just accepted Digimon is not making sense evolution-wise, so that's probably what it is for me. But he's like a seal turtle, I guess.
Yeah.
So
with a hammer. Got like this,
yeah, made of digichromozoid, which is the strongest metal, which he talks about at some point.
Digichromozoid.
Yes. So, Zudamon and Mega Seadramon do battle, and they, you know, Zudamon takes out Metal Seadramon because he is totally the protagonist. And upon taking him out, they see Wizardmon, who's just kind of washed up, literally, like floating on a log, fighting for his life. He's like, yo, you got to take me to Kari. And they're like, we don't have to do anything. You're evil. And then Wizardmon's, yo, I got the crest. And if you're like me, I'm like, how did he even get the crest? Like, that's some sly hands. So he's got Kari's crest, the actual tag and crest. So Zudamon's like, yeah, sure, get on. So they travel to meet up with everybody else. And while they're doing this, Phantomon shows up with Tusmon and the Mantis Digimon, Sintmon, or Sintmon? Snimon? Snimon, I think it is. They show up, and they attack Sora and Matt, who are now together with Kari. Because Ty's like, hey, go find my sister. They need you more. So, of course, Spurgeomon doesn't do anything, because Spurgeomon. And
the most worthless Digimon.
Yeah, so Spurgeomon digivolves to Garudamon, and somehow still can't take out, like, you know, two champion level Digimon, but whatever. So Kari's like, all right, I'll go with you. Just stop hurting everybody, because all my friends are worthless, except my brother. So, Fanmon's like, bet. It may take her. And another thing that I love about this episode that I can't let go by is, A, it's the whole interaction with the Bakuman. Because the Bakuman are just, like, disgruntled workers at this point. Mm-hmm. They're like, man, I hate this. Like, it sucks. And you see, like, it's like, oh, I'm so tired of scaring at everything. Which is going to play into the next episode as well. And it's like, no one ever asked how Bakuman is. Like, if he's tired of doing all the boo and all this. And I just loved it. And then we got to see Ty just jump on a Bakuman and start wailing.
Yes. He has never stopped beating up Digimon with his own two hands since the beginning of this series. It's nice to go back and see, you know, because when we saw that happen in Digimon 2020, like the first episode, it was like, oh, wow, that's so revolutionary. But going back and seeing it, no, that's just his character.
Yeah, Ty always been throwing hands. And the thing that gets me is that Bakuman is a champion level Digimon. Like,
that don't make a lick of sense, man.
He just threw hands. So this episode ends with Kari sacrificing herself to Team Myotismon. And then we enter, in my opinion, one of the best episodes of Digimon, Wizardmon's Gift.
Yes.
So, Wizardmon's Gift is when all the Digidestins finally unite for the showdown with Myotismon. But it's still not enough. So, they need the eighth Digidestin. They need Kari. So, in this episode, we see Matt is feeling down about himself for letting Kari get taken and beat himself up. And then Zora's like, it's okay. It happens. But are you going to sit here and like whine about it? Or are you going to like do something about it? And he's like, you're right. And Joe and TK find out about Kari from Wizardmon and that Gatomon is the true eighth child. And keep in mind, Matt knows this already because Kari tells him this. But later, when they all find out, Matt is surprised, which bothers me with that inconsistency. And I blame Matt, not the series. Okay, I blame the series. I can't blame Matt. He's the character. Anyway, so that discrepancy was kind of like, whatever. So, they all meet up, and Wizardmon's there, too. And everybody's like, the other Digidestins are, of course, like, Wizardmon, he's evil. And then TK and Joe are like, no, he's not. He has the crest. He's a good guy. And they see Lilymon is still suffering from Wizardmon's attack, or Myotismon's attack. So Wizardmon goes ahead and heals her. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay, we trust you. Like, he's healing people. Like, Wizardmon's that dude. He's literally here for his homie Gatomon and really nothing else, which I respect. We haven't really seen Digimon loyalty like this before. Like, Wizardmon is that dude. He is an OG. And, like, he's doing, he's doing all this as a champion as well. Like, he's out here doing ultimate stuff at the champion level. So he takes care of Lilymon from being paralyzed from Myotismon's attack. And then, so Myotismon shows up at the top of the communication center, which is the origin of its fog. And Matt's dad's like, guys, we got to go get in the van. And we see Matt's dad again and helps them get up to the top of the communications tower. In this moment, everybody's kind of reunited, except Mimi. I believe Mimi's the only one who's not there. But Izzy and everyone else is. Mimi is still stuck.
Mimi winds up here.
Yeah. How does she?
Sora or something.
Not Sora. I think it's Ty. Ty brings her. Yeah. So Ty brings. Yeah. Ty rescues Mimi from the convention center. And they go to the final fight with Myotismon, final emphasis.
Yeah. So this is where, you know, okay, Wizardmon gets the crest back where it needs to be. And Ty shows his baseball skills by just lobbing this eighth Digivice at Kari. And he would have done it too if it wasn't for Demi-Devimon. Yeah. So at that point, Myotismon murders Wizardmon.
Well, he's aiming for Kari, and Wizardmon jumps in the way. to save Kari because he knows that Kari means a lot to God Omon, which makes Wizard Mon the true OG. Like, because not only did this man bring the crest, sacrifice himself for the greater good, and was like, yo, you were my friend, and that was worth everything. Because I never had a friend before.
Yeah, man.
And as this works in Digimon lore, when you feel an emotion, like, you get strong and you Digivolve. So, Wizard Mon getting Gat is the catalyst for God Omon to surprise everyone and turn into an angel, because cats could turn into angels. And
look, man, this again, we ain't asking questions.
So she becomes the seductive angel Amon, and she's like, of course, angel Digimon are just 10 times stronger than normal Digimon. It don't matter what level she at, even though she's the ultimate. But we saw like literally 6 other alts not be able to put a dent on Mildismon. But, you know, she shows up and she's like, you'll get this hurt. I'm more so mad at Angemon showing up and just doing work as a champion. That's what I'm mad at. That's what I will always be mad at.
And he still does it. We'll get to that later. But Angel Woman shows up and one shots Mildismon. Boom, dead. Everybody's celebrating, right?
Yeah.
Except for the fact that that hasn't changed anything. The fog that they were trying to lift is still in the air.
Yes. So after all this that has happened, the team got back together. The eighth child has been fully realized. Angel Woman has. They have another powerful ultimate, Angel Digimon as well, who is like next level, and Mildismon is seemingly defeated. So it looks like, you know, everything should be good, up and running. But like we said, the fog is still here. So we go into the next episode, which we see that there is a title, The Prophecy. So in The Prophecy, it starts with Gemini being like, hey, there's this whole message that I forgot to, like, tell you about, where, like, it's good. And it's along the lines of, like, you know, actual prophecy. It talks about how, like, bats will rise in the night sky, and then a demon will take its form, and then the angels of light and hope will shoot their loved ones. Like, there's this whole, you know, prophecy.
Please always recycle.
Yes, please always recycle. So there's this whole prophecy. And Izzy is trying to figure it out. And he's like, okay, like, we got to see what this means. And things from the prophecy starts to happen. And in the meantime, the children are confused. And they turn to their families. And their families are like, hey, let's just, you know, kind of take care of everything. Go back to our houses, collect our thoughts. Joe shows up and he finds his brother, and his brother's like, dad's gonna be mad you're not a doctor, but I'm going to South America, so that's your problem, kid. And you go and see that slowly Mildismon is still there. Like, he's got his mask and he's using his bats to kind of attack the leftover Digimon.
Yeah, and he's using all of the people that are left over in the convention center to, they've all fallen asleep. And now they're suddenly chanting for Mildismon, bringing him back to life even greater. And I'm so mad. This is the one episode that I'm really angry at about Sora's hat. Okay, so the first, they're to sort of wake up the people. They are trying the method they used against the Bakemon last time, which is to, like, make a chant, and everyone's going to chant this chant, and they're all going to save the day. And this might be an old thing. I think it is. But we see that the fact that in the old episode, Sora's hat is hard because they use it like a drum. But then later, we see that the hat is soft.
True.
God, which... this is the reason I hate this show. The only reason.
The inconsistency is great because, like, literally she's just squeezing it in her hand, like, tense. And, you know, that can mainly be a Sora flaw, because Sora is flawed. Once again, Sora is flawed.
Yes, just like her Digimon. Anyways, yes. We've got Myotismon coming back to life. And all of the people at the convention center are under his spell. And now he's even greater. He's become Venom Myotismon.
Yes, so Venom Myotismon makes an appearance, and everybody's like, whoa, what's going on? And then Matt Stad again, who should be the ninth Digimon, is like, we got to figure out something about this prophecy. And he starts talking kind of like a country Western accent, which is great. And so Garurumon, or Wergarurumon and Metal Greymon are like, yo, we'll figure this out. Y'all go ahead and, like, Ty, you save everybody and get it figured out. So,
oh, bro, we... That's the big reveal of this episode. So the prophecy is, all right, those angels got to shoot two people that they care about and they'll make a miracle.
Yes.
So Kari and TK have to tell their Digimon, okay, shoot our brothers. We don't know what's going to happen, but just shoot them. So Angemon and Angewoman shoot Tai and Matt, which allow Agumon and Gabumon to warp Digivolve to the mega level, becoming Wargreymon and Metal Garurumon.
Yes, which is oh so clean. Like, we get to see the animation, the CGI, and we finally have the answer to why only two of them have CGI evolutions, because they're going a step further.
Because they're the only ones that actually make a difference in the show.
Yes. And as a kid, like, this was so raw to me. Like, even still saying it, like, I'm just like, just the whole, and like, the animation for back then was crazy. And that's why all the other inconsistencies happened, because they spend their whole budget on this.
Yes.
Like, we see.
I'm not even mad.
Yeah, we see Wargreymon, like, step out of a volcano when Metal Garurumon's, like, on a tundra, and they, like,
let. And firing all their weapons.
Yes. They're like, let's get this work. So they go and they're like, listen, like, this episode itself is titled The Battle for Earth.
Yeah.
So that's where the episode ends. We see Wargreymon and Metal Greymon. Now we enter The Battle for Earth, episode 39.
Where we just get to see the evolution again, right? So it's yes. Close of the last episode, the open of this episode. They're going to make sure they can make the most out of that money they spent on the evolutions. They'll be damned.
Yes. Yes. So things seem to be going well as Metal Garurumon and Wargreymon are giving them the work. But then soon, like, Metal Myotismon gets cut open and you see, like, this little weird.
Oh, like, yeah. In his groin area. It was another face that was his true self. It was weird.
Yeah, it was really, really weird. So. And that happens, and then Metal Garurumon and Wargreymon was like, well, you just kind of gave us a shot at your weak point. So they just, you know, Metal Wolfclaw and Terra Force destroy it, and, like, he's actually gone. We see the end of Metal Myotismon this time. He's in pain, and we see help from the other Digidestins who, like...
All use their Digivice as, like, Power Ranger bondage struggle to, like, pin him down. He can't go nowhere. Yeah. And yes. They all gave... All of the Digimon gave their power, like, it's a freaking spirit bomb.
Yes. And then Venom Myotismon has been defeated through the collaborative power of teamwork. I'm sorry, I can't talk today. Through the collaborative power of teamwork.
Yes.
So everything's hunky-dory, right? They're in the human world. Everything's good.
Nope.
What?
Nothing is okay, man. Nothing's ever okay. The human world and the Digi world are, like, combined. The sky is one half. You can see File Island and the, like, main mountain, while also seeing, like, airplanes fly through the sky. You get too close to the, you know, spatial rift and you'll just fall out of the sky. Digimon are coming through. It's crazy.
Yeah, and we see Bergermon carry a plane because physics.
Amen. Didn't flap a wing, but I ain't asking questions. Put that in one mark for actually did something in Bergermon, you know.
She'll contradict it soon enough, I promise. So all the Digi-Essence are like, this isn't over. You know, we thought that defeating Milosmon was the end, but no. Like, there's more that we have to do. Like, we have to go back to the digital world to make this right. And then all their parents are like, no, you can't leave. And it's like, it's okay. And the parents are like, you know, we raised you right. You're our children. We love you. And we support you. And we know.
And we just seen a bunch of crazy bullshit. So I can't stop it. Maybe y'all can.
Yeah. They're like, they're the only ones who can handle this. Not me. They're like, you gonna sit? They're like, you gonna go save the world? And so the Digi-Destined are like, okay, we're gonna go. And Kari, this time you're coming with us. And they're all waving goodbye to their parents. And just like they got taken in to the digital world, a rainbow light comes and has them all go up. Everybody's watching it. And they head back to the digital world. And that is where we leave off.
Yes. With the upcoming Dark Masters
arc. Yes.
Which should be the final part.
Yes, the Dark Masters is the final part. It is
we are the sure final
14
make it.
Episodes.
Yeah. We are going to make it the final part.
Yeah, we get about, I want to say, like, 3 episodes per Dark Master.
Okay, yeah.
So, well, the first episode is the introduction. Well, you know, we'll talk about the first episode next episode.
Yes. So this has been your typical Shonen protagonist. You can catch this show on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you prefer to get your podcasts. If you want to catch it when it comes out or when we put a new product out, follow us on Spotify.
Yes.
Also, we got Twitters. The show Twitter is at YourTSP. That's URTSP, where we share memes and do dumb stuff. You got a Twitter too.
Yes, you can find me at Static Dreads with a Z, or I share dumb stuff and a bunch of other stuff and like some stuff that I probably should not like.
Live your life.
Anime waifu for life.
Oh my God. Yes, you're like Lilymon for best waifu of 2001.
I never said that.
That's what I heard this episode. But anyways, we'll catch y'all next time on your typical Shonen protagonist.
Bye.